Now we are in danger of being swamped by Muslims who bear a culture and ideology that is incompatible with our own.
One Nation's Pauline Hanson, for her maiden speech in the Senate, Senator for Queensland. And that poll that we've been discussing showing that, well, that sort of rhetoric could well be striking a chord with a lot of Ms. Hanson's, Senator Hanson's fellow Australians, 49% of them, saying they would support a ban on Muslim immigration, nearly half. Dr. Yasser Morsi is a lecturer in politics from La Trobe University. Yasser, welcome to RN Drive.
Thank you for having me.
What do you make of those numbers, 49%?
Well, it's unfortunate legacy of the conversations that we have been having about Muslims for the past 10 years. That for many of us, it doesn't come as much as a surprise. Although, you know, we take the sampling and the nature of the poll with some sensitivity, but overall in the context of things, it says a lot. But I'm not sure it says the whole story.
It's interesting. I mean, a poll back in about 1988, a news poll at the time of John Howard's wind back of Asian immigration showed that that had 75% support. So maybe we're getting better.
Yes, sir. I mean, that's a very optimistic view of things. But there does seem to be a common sentiment that's run throughout the ages, and that is a paranoia about our borders and trying to maintain social integrity.
It's across the political spectrum in this current poll too. 60% of coalition voters would support a ban on Muslim migration, 40% of Labor voters, 34% of Greens voters. Does that breakup surprise you?
No, it doesn't. As I said, that's part of the unfortunate thing. I mean, to be honest, my first instinct was, what is Muslim immigration? I wasn't quite sure. I know that the term Muslim has become racialized, a symbol of other and so forth and whatnot. But how does one police that? How does one work to that? What are we suggesting, that people walk around with their passports having the word Muslim on it? Does that mean that we over-police Muslim-majority countries, which would mean something altogether different and very problematic, because not all Muslims are religious? Are we just policing religiosity? At what level do we decide? So across the political spectrum, yes, but it seems to me more of a result of a rhetoric, a sentiment, a flag, putting down a flag about what it means to be Australian than any pragmatic or, you know, long view approach to what our borders mean, what immigration means, what it means to be Australian. It's quite a misnomer, Muslim immigration, when you think about it.
As you say, that could be a migrant from America. That could be a migrant from Indonesia.
You could come here and become Muslim. I mean, it's at one level, it's an identification with a religion, with a view of God and the world. So I just don't know how that could possibly be imagined or conceived, and what it might say to the world around us, whether we like it or not. And I think a lot of us do like it. The global economy is as such that we're all integrated in many ways. We rely on Muslim communities in the same way they rely on us. Are we going to stop flights from Emirates? Are we going to stop watching Muslim footballers? Where does it end? What do we mean by this? And at what point does a Muslim become something that can no longer live here or apply for being a citizen? It's a strange sense of immigration, where the word Asian had a more of a geographic, even then it was a problematic term, but had more of a geographical and ethnicity about it. The Muslim expands that a little bit more and could include anything and anyone.
Now, the guest just before you, Yasser, Travis McLeod from Centre for Policy Development, suggests that there's a deficiency from government in acting to aid integration in this community, to actually work actively to draw Australians together. Do you sense that there's a role there for government?
Of course, there's a role for all of us, if government should lead that role. But what I can say is that the word Muslim has become a term used by many for whatever political agenda that they may have. It has been used by some, as we know, to create a sense of division, or for others to say that they've transcended political correctness, are speaking the truth, are looking to hold on to an integrity of whatever they see as Australian. And for others, it's tied to the war on terror narrative, violence, Islamophobia, debates about gender inequality. The word Muslim is so flexible. It's been used by many, and often collectively it comes to mean something different. And I think when it can be exploited as such, whether you're politicians or part of the media or anybody who belongs to the political debate, we need to be careful about the way we use our language, and we need to be careful about the general slipping into generalizations. And I think government should take a lead in that, because that does become divisive when we use language in such a problematic way.
This must be a dark night for many Muslim Australians, people sitting in houses all over this country, listening to conversations like this, thinking, what is going on?
Well, as I go back to my opening comment, unfortunately, we've had to develop a resilience because these statements are becoming more and more frequent. These sentiments are becoming more and more acceptable and thinkable. Whereas, you know, growing up, I couldn't imagine anybody having a debate about who should or shouldn't belong to Australia, who can come to Australia based on their religion. It seems so long ago. But, I can only imagine that for some Muslims, it's another sign of them slipping from feeling secure. Because really, the definition of home is where one feels secure, where one can come and feel that they belong here. But I do want to say that there's a lot of resilience in that community. And despite all of that, there are plenty who are still hopeful that the better side of the conversation can win. And in the long-term view, that Australia will be hopefully a better off place and a leader against racism rather than succumbing to its most banal logic.
Well, the sort of resilience against that sort of attitude, Yasser, I'd suggest, is the Australian way. So let's hope that proves to be the case. Dr. Yasser Morsi is a lecturer from La Trobe University and spent a lot of time researching Islamophobia, racism in this country. Sadly, an increasingly rich field of academic endeavour.